I have been obsessed with what happened, when, what was known, and there are a lot of facts that I believe are going to come out. I've also learned that they are largely only important to me, Dan, in terms of what I want people to think and how I want people to feel and how I want them to see me. That's about me. I don't think that it's helpful to a lot of other people. So, yes, there's litigation going on, but I'm telling you, I never lied and there were no secrets.
I just groped a lot of women like my brother, and that's a family tradition. We're an organized crime family also. That's, of course, Fredo Cuomo. He was on News Nation last night with Dan Abrams, who used to be a lawyer and a journalist. And apparently News Nation has hired Fredo Cuomo to be a news anchor on their channel because they felt they had too much credibility and they wanted to do something about it. And I think they've been successful, don't you? This ought to sink their battleship. Hiring Fredo, gropey McGropeface Cuomo. Which one? I know what you're asking. Really, really remarkable. Remarkable stuff. I'm telling you. You know, the Supreme Court threats. There's new data that has been released on Supreme Court intimidation and the threats. There's a new multi-million dollar campaign hitting Democrats who put the lives of our Supreme Court justices in danger. It is, this is a pretty remarkable story, honestly, because the Democrats, they like political violence. They demonstrate that every possible turn. Just drive through the neighborhood I'm in right now and look at the boarded up businesses. That's not because of January 6th. Go to downtown D.C. and look up the boarded up businesses. Go across the country. Look at the burned out shells where businesses once resided. Well, my friends at the Judicial Crisis Network, this is great stuff. And my friend Greg Mueller sent it along. Judicial Crisis Network showing American sentiment on rising threats, violence, and intimidation tactics used by the Democrats against Supreme Court justices, churches, pregnancy resource centers since the overturn of Roe v. Wade. And God, they love abortion so much that, honestly, how many churches have the Democrats burned in the last few months? Ask the editor of the Washington Post, and they'll look at you with their mouth hanging open and say, what? Burned churches? There are at least two churches burned within a few-minute drive of where I am right now in Bethesda, Maryland, in the last couple of weeks. The Democrats burned churches in North Carolina a couple of weeks before that. The Democrats have been using Molotov cocktails, Soviet-style Molotov cocktails, against, pro-life centers in Oregon, in New York, in Wisconsin. That makes it coast to coast, right? Firebombing. They arrested the assassin, the would-be assassin outside of Brett Kavanaugh's house, about a mile from this radio station. And now my friends at the Judicial Crisis Network, listen, honestly, the violence, the threats, the intimidation, these are deliberate tactics. The violent attacks on churches, pregnancy resource centers, because, you know, Roe v. Wade, you people are insane. And there is a new poll shows that Joe Biden, Merrick Garland, other Democrats, wildly out of touch with registered voters, including a majority of Democrats, by the way, on these important issues, you know, like threats of violence and the protests at the homes of Supreme Court justices, which, by the way, are illegal and have been all the while. And the Justice Department hasn't lifted a finger because they like the threats and the violence, because the Justice Department under Merrick Garland and with the Democrat Party deep state, why would they do anything about it? This is their party at work, right? And you got these entrenched career bureaucrats in Washington. Bow, wow, wow, wow. And they, you know, of course, not only do they refuse to condemn these attacks, the Democrat leadership and the media, but I repeat myself, but the Justice Department takes no action at all. So the Judicial Crisis Network will be launching a multi-million-dollar campaign to highlight that the Democrats are putting the lives of Supreme Court justices and their families at risk. And that's important news because the Democrats aren't doing it. The Republicans aren't doing it. You know, where the, honestly, the Republicans, try to do something. Do more. Honest. Get busy. For the love of crying out loud. So the Judicial Crisis Network released new polling exposing the wide disconnect between American voters in response to the Democrats and their ongoing protests at the homes of Supreme Court justices. Only one would-be assassin arrested so far with a gun and burglar tools and tie wraps and duct tape. Sounds ridiculous, you know, a shovel and a bag of lime, you know. What is that? It's just amazing. They really love abortion. 58% of respondents agree that Attorney General Merrick Garland should enforce federal law that prohibits protests at the homes of Supreme Court justices. Even Democrats agree, although, you know, it's 50 points to 39 points. Only 50% of Democrats think that we should enforce the law when it comes to threatening Supreme Court justices at their homes with mob protests. All right? Judicial Crisis Network. 61% of registered voters agree that these types of protests undermine our democracy. Well, that's kind of the whole point. Democrats, well, 52% of Democrats agree. Independents agree overwhelmingly, 60%. And, you know, 60% of registered voters agree that Biden should condemn the protests at the homes of Supreme Court justices, which he has not done. Even 51% of Democrats, just barely. You get just a bare majority of Democrats. Should we enforce the law? Well, just barely with the Democrats. Should we stop threatening the lives of Supreme Court justices? Just barely. A very slender majority of Democrats agree. And the 71% of respondents agree that activist groups, left-wing group, put bounties on the heads of conservative Supreme Court justices, you know, to give them tips where they're dining so that left-wing mobs can show up and threaten them. And, you know, 71% of Americans agree, including 61% of Democrats, 69% of independents. And violence, it turns out, although the Democrats are very violent all the time, the Judicial Crisis Network shows that 84% of registered voters, now, I mean, that means 16% don't agree. Those are all Democrats. 84% of registered voters agree that those who engage in acts of vandalism and violence against pregnancy resource centers, they're just firebombing them, and churches, firebombing churches, should be prosecuted. Wow, 82% of Democrats. So that's, you know, that's good stuff. And the Judicial Crisis Network is going to be funding a campaign to point this out. And I think that's a good idea. So thanks to my pal Greg Mueller. We need to go out and have beers because Greg Mueller and beers go together, at least in my book. And they do great work there, Judicial Crisis Network. Great stuff. All right, let's get back to the corrupt FBI, which the news media is not covering because the media is maybe the most corrupt institution we have in the United States of America today. And it is a very important institution. If we're going to have a properly functioning republic, it necessitates an honest and fair Fourth Estate as envisioned by our ingenious founders, some of the great geniuses in the history of the world. And the Democrat Party is too busy burning churches and firebombing pro-life centers. And you remember, it was Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, who said that we need to do away with these pro-life centers. They have to be stopped before they save again. You know, it said Planned Parenthood, stop them before they kill again. Pro-life centers, stop them before they save again.
And they are giving it over to people who wish them harm.
Yeah.
And that has to stop. We need to put a stop to that in Massachusetts right now.
Need to put a stop to pro-life centers because they wishing them harm. Stop before they save again. Enough saving lives. Stop saving lives, the Democrat Party. And by the way, they take out 40% of black babies in the womb, 400 out of every 1,000 black pregnancies. The Democrats get there first. Whack, whack, whack. Wah! More parking for everyone. That's where the Democrats hit. Let's go to Senator Ron Johnson talking about the corrupt FBI. And this guy, Timothy Thibault, who was Thibault, who was reassigned because it was discovered that he was one of the Clinton-Biden people on the inside of the machine, right? And Christopher Wray reassigned him but didn't fire him and didn't bring him up on charges when he was going forward with FBI action against Trump and the Trump campaign and Trump people when there was really nothing there. And then when there is a mountain of evidence there involving Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and the Biden family, they bury it at the FBI and the Department of Justice. Now, we'd like to think that our government is running well while we're not looking. I'm here to tell you it's not. I've been covering and in the middle of Washington, D.C. for more than 30 years, and it's never been this broken. Let's go to, and it's never been this corrupt, unless I was naive, but I doubt it. Let's go to Senator Ron Johnson, who, again, the Democrats have already spent more than $40 million trying to defeat in this year's election because he's investigating the Republicans, and they'll spend $100 million to try to stop, investigating Democrats. They will do anything they can to stop investigations into their own corruption. And they got these corrupt people inside the FBI, like Timothy Thibault, and who's the other guy? Richard Pilger or Pilger. And some of these people need to be in shackles and go to penitentiaries. If they're abusing power in the way that it certainly appears they have been, then they need to be held accountable. They love talking about hold Trump accountable. Hold these corrupt Soviet-style apparatchiks in the machine accountable. And get your deep state shirts and your coffee mugs and hats and your Remember Normal and hats and shirts at the Chris Plant store. I always catch a lot of grief because I never mention the store or not often enough. Let's go to Senator Ron Johnson. Last night, he was on the Sean Hannity program. Grassley was on the Fox program with Jesse Waters. And here is Senator Ron Johnson that the Democrats desperately want to defeat, and they'll spend tens of millions to defeat him.
I don't find this revelation shocking. It's outrageous. There's so many things that were suspicious. You know, for example, Senator Grassley and I both received briefings we didn't request.
What?
From the FBI. They were later leaked to the Washington Post to smear us and discredit our investigation.
So the FBI knocks on their door. They call them Grassley and Johnson and say, we want to brief you on some very important stuff. They come up and they brief these two senators who are investigating the Democrats. And then the FBI gives selective leaks to Democrat Party media to smear, slander, slime, and undermine their investigations. Now, whoever was behind that belongs in a big penitentiary for a long time. Senator Ron Johnson.
I'll never forget Peter Strzok's text to Lisa Page said that our sisters are leaking like mad, feeling scorned, worried, and political. They're kicking into overdrive. And now we're finding out from these whistleblowers that the FBI actually had, you know, I don't know what you would call it, but individuals specifically taking derogatory information about against Hunter Biden, downgrading it to end the investigations. Were they responsible talking to their intelligence sisters of the 51 intelligence officials that came forward and engaged in their own information operation when they said that Hunter Biden's laptop had all the earmarks of a Russian information operation? This is dirty. This is corrupt. We need answers.
I said it. I spotted it at the time. I knew it at the time. I used to cover the CIA and the Pentagon. I almost went to work doing information operations in Iraq when I left the news business. It had all the earmarks of communist Chinese Soviet-style information operations, and it was our government running the IO against us, the American people, in order to corrupt the 2020 election. And they probably succeeded, according to polls. You know, Dick Morris's new book about President Trump is topping the bestseller lists. You need to get Dick Morris's new bestseller, The Return, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback. It reveals President Trump's secret plan for 2024 and the real reason he'll be running again, his surprise strategy. Morris predicts also that Hillary Clinton will be running again against Trump. Newsmax says The Return is the book of the year. It's already number one on Amazon's bestseller list. The Return gives you Trump's plan. Big media, big tech, and the deep state want to stop President Trump. Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi want to stop President Trump. Dick Morris was a close advisor to President Trump, now says Trump has a shocking plan to beat them all. The Return shows Trump will triumph in 2024. Get Dick Morris's The Return in bookstores everywhere or see the free offer from Newsmax. With a paid subscription, you save almost 28 American. That go to thereturn911.com, thereturn911.com, to get Dick Morris's new book. Well, I'm glad there are a couple people stepping up, and I'm glad some FBI whistleblowers have finally come forward. I have been howling from the housetops for FBI whistleblowers to come forward, and now, thankfully, some have come forward. Will the truth ever be out?
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy, game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
President Biden's head of the Council on Economic Advisers is a guy named Brian Deese. He was asked about the impending doom of the Biden economy, inflation, interest rates going up again today. Tomorrow we'll learn that we're in a recession, but they'll tell us it's not a recession. Brian Deese.
Obviously, the high prices are hitting Americans very hard, but in a way that is different from some places that are facing famine, for example.
Yeah, well, this is the new standard in Biden's America. If we're not experiencing famine, we should count ourselves as lucky. We're not Somalia, all right? The children of Biafra, which doesn't exist anymore, have it worse than we do. Therefore, you shouldn't complain, because we're not in the midst of a famine. You know, but I find when they say these things, sometimes the famine quickly follows. Grocery store shelves are already half bare.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time.
Yep.
Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
Yeah, you see this Eric Swalwell scandal? You know, when you're a Democrat, nothing is a scandal. He had sex with a Chinese spy, an intelligence operative sent to the United States to recruit Democrat politicians to be Chinese agents. He had sex with the Chinese spy, apparently for years. She guided him and his career from a city council seat in California to the Intelligence Committee in the House of Representatives. Fang Fang is her name. You don't have to make it up. It's real. And now it turns out that Swalwell, does he have monkeypox? Not yet. Not that we know of. But it turns out he's been using tens of thousands of dollars in campaign money for all kinds of personal travel to Paris to stay at the Ritz Hotel, where you remember the video of Henri Paul and Princess Diana coming out of the revolving door at the Ritz Hotel in Paris. That's where Swalwell stayed. And he used tens of thousands of dollars to travel to Paris, stay at the Ritz, and to pay for his babysitters, too. That's one of the best parts of the whole story, is that to pay for his babysitters. Tens of thousands. Many tens of thousands of dollars. And that's okay, because when you're a Democrat, you can have sex with Chinese spies. You know, Dianne Feinstein had on her staff in San Francisco a Chinese intelligence operative for almost 20 years. And then the FBI quietly, very discreetly, went to her and said, you might want to let your Chinese spy go, and we won't say anything. Shh, we'll keep it quiet because we're all in this together, aren't we? And they kind of let it go on for years and years, apparently. But Swalwell, with his Chinese spy, Fang Fang, with the sexual affair, which is okay. Feinstein, with the Chinese spy on her staff for nearly 20 years, that's okay. Swalwell, $38,000 in travel expenses from May 19th to June 20th. No big deal. From April 1st to May 18th. What is that? A month and a half. $57,000 in travel expenses. Spent almost $5,000 at a very fancy hotel in Miami. Just amazing. He had a fundraising event in Paris. Not Paris, Illinois, Paris, France. That's where he was staying at the Ritz. $38,000 in travel expenses and used the campaign money for all of it and brought the wife along. I don't know if Fang Fang met him there and they had, they might be a thruple. The Democrats do that sort of thing. And he used the campaign money for the luxury hotels, the travel, very fancy dinners at very fancy restaurants, and to pay for his babysitters at home, three kids, while he is basically on vacation, having fundraisers in Paris. Well, where are you running for office? Was Fang Fang there? I can assure you the news media is not looking into it. Yeah, in his tweet, gas prices are so low. Really? Gas prices are low? This is the, they live in a state of suspended reality. Gas prices are so low, Ted Cruz canceled his flight and drove to Cancun. That is supposed to be funny. Then he asked his idiot lefties to post responses attacking Ted Cruz. Gas prices are so low that Eric Swalwell paid for Fang Fang's ticket back to Washington so they could have sex again, the Chinese spy and Eric Swalwell. When he was asked about it, he demurred. Did you have a sexual affair with the Chinese agent that was sent to cultivate you? Well, I don't have to answer that question. So he didn't answer it. And monkeypox is spreading like wildfire because Democrats. Biden administration says we may need up to $7 billion to combat monkeypox. And monkeypox case has now been reported in Cook County Jail, Chicago, Illinois, because, maybe it's a big mosh pit of gay sex. I don't know. It's hard to say. It's good. It's a good jail to stay out of. I'll tell you that much. Let me tell you this. Okay, let's get to, you see, California, this is completely insane. The Daily Caller has the story. There's a Democrat in California who's got a bill that would make California a sanctuary state for child sex changes. For children who are not of the age of majority, they can't make decisions for themselves legally unless they want to do chop-chop on the genitalia, in which case the Democrats are all for it. California is considering a bill that would make the state a safe haven for children seeking sex changes and for parents supporting those procedures. The bill, introduced by Democrat California State Senator Scott Wiener, cut Wiener off at the pass over here. They got a lot of Wieners in their party, don't they? And is no sense of irony. They got a guy named Wiener who's doing sex change things, but would block the courts from enforcing out-of-state court orders. Sounds unconstitutional and illegal already. Revoking custody for parents who allow their children to get illegal sex changes while weakening parental rights of those who aren't supportive of sex change operations and procedures for their children. This is for children now, you see. The proposal comes as several states are moving to restrict gender-affirming care. That's what they call it, for children. That is, you know, if your five-year-old boy wants to start taking hormones because his teacher told him he's a girl, then the Democrats cheer that, right? This party is mentally unstable. So gender-affirming care for children, which includes socially transitioning, puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and surgeries. Texas is treating these procedures as a form of child abuse under existing state law. Alabama has banned the procedures for minors. And, you know, you're not of the age of majority. You can't decide to do anything on your own except, you know, chop, chop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. For minors, and Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is making an administration-wide push to ban child sex change procedures. Wiener, the Democrat in California, where child molestation is a way of life. See, Roman Polanski, I say, you know, hey, you want to come over to Jack Nicholson's hot tub with me? Hot tub. Here's a Quaalude and some champagne for you. I know you're 13. I was hoping to get to you when you were 12, but, you know, he tries to stay away from teenagers. This is the Democrat Party. It's the home of Harvey Weinstein, and honestly, Jeffrey Epstein certainly had to have a place there, right? It's California. So California, Scott Wiener, is a state senator, and he's been elected, and he wants to protect little children who have been confused by Democrats to the point where they want to engage in genital mutilation and gender transformation before they're of the age of majority, and protect their parents if they're in favor of it, and punish their parents if they're not in favor of it. That's the Democrat Party for you. That's California for you. Also, did you see yesterday, Hawaii, a seal attacked a woman swimming in the ocean, as you might imagine, in Hawaii. And then there were bird attacks. Did you see the bird attacks yesterday? It was like Alfred Hitchcock. These birds were attacking all the people walking by and pecking their heads and stuff. And then monkeys attack 45 people in Japan. They injured 45 people, monkeys. So we got a seal attack in Hawaii, mass monkey attacks in Japan, injuring 45 people. And back in the United States, bird attacks attacking people and pecking their heads like it's an Alfred Hitchcock movie. I think it's climate change. It's got to be, right? And it's going to happen all over the world. The animal kingdom is rising up against humanity for driving SUVs. I think this is going to be Democrat Party talking points pretty soon. All right, let's get to Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz went to the border. He's a Texas senator, of course. And he went to the border, and he brought a video camera with him, and he made basically a documentary film on what's going on at our border. And he released videos, and he's narrating, and he's there himself, and he's got a camera crew, is not shooting the video with his own phone, at the southern border talking about the narco slave trade going on at our border. Senator Ted Cruz.
These children come in debt to vicious cartels, thousands and thousands of dollars. And the teenage boys work for the gangs in every city in America. And the teenage girls experience a hell worse than that, with far too many of them human trafficked into sex slavery. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are responsible for the worst plague of slavery in America since the Civil War.
And the Democrats, of course, were the Confederate States of America. Jefferson Davis, their president, was a Democrat. Ours with the Union was a Republican. So a Democrat shot him in the head and murdered him. You know, that's your Democrat Party. Ted Cruz at the border. Last night, he appeared on the Sean Hannity program, shared his video, and did an interview.
It is horrific. It is a human tragedy that is playing out on our southern border. It is the worst I've ever seen it. We've had over 3 million people cross illegally since Joe Biden became president.
3 million people since he became president. You know, the population of Washington, D.C. is just below 800,000 people. Ted Cruz.
On the banks of the Rio Grande, you see littered these plastic wrist bracelets. Virtually every illegal immigrant who crosses the border is wearing a color-coded plastic wrist bracelet. The color corresponds to how many thousands of dollars they owe the cartels.
And he's talking about how the young men in particular, but young women, are being thrown into houses of prostitution in the United States, basically run by the cartels, who are building out an infrastructure across the country, extorting and exploiting these young people, young men as drug traffickers, young women as prostitutes, and Ted Cruz.
You have to pay the cartel. There is 100% operational control of the border. If you try to cross the border on your own, the cartel will kill you.
And again, the boys under threat of death and their families are under a constant threat. The cartels are building an organized crime operation across our country. And Joe Biden and the Biden administration are the last leg of the cartel's operation.
The Border Patrol isn't catching these people. They go look for the Border Patrol. They turn themselves in voluntarily. They have a name and address of someone in the United States. And Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, they are the last mile of the human trafficking network. So every city in America, you might think, I don't live in Texas. I'm not in a border state. I promise you, whatever city you're in, whatever state you're in, you are in a border state because Joe Biden is flying illegal immigrants to your state. And the teenage boys, they show up, they owe the Mexican drug cartels thousands of dollars. The way they pay it off is they work for the drug cartels. They're in the employ of these criminal cartels, and the girls have it worse. The girls, horribly, many of them, are trapped in sex slavery.
And, you know, it is a massive multi-billion-dollar criminal enterprise. They're bringing the fentanyl in that killed. We had 107,000 fatal drug overdoses last year. We had 58,000 to 59,000 Americans killed in the Vietnam War between 1959 and 1975. 107 fatal drug overdoses last year. Thanks, Biden. Ted Cruz.
I'll tell you something the Border Patrol agents told me this time. It's something I've never heard before at the border. They described a phenomenon they're seeing now, which is what they call rape trees, which is the cartels take women over, girls or women, and in the United States, they violently rape them here. And then they hang the girls or the women's underwear in the trees. And so they're trees where they have dozens of women's underwear hanging in them. And it's designed to be, it's a trophy, but it's also taunting law enforcement. You can't stop me. And the maddening thing is we can stop them. We know how to stop this. This wasn't happening under Donald Trump.
That is a fact. And Ted Cruz went down there to document it because, you know, Fox News goes. CNN doesn't. ABC doesn't.
It's worth focusing for a second on why Biden and Harris won't go to the border. Because if Biden went down to the border, the TV cameras would follow. What they are counting on is the corrupt corporate media refusing to tell people, look, your viewers know about the crisis of the border. If you watch CNN, if you're one of the six people in the country that watches CNN, if you watch MSNBC or the networks, you don't know this is happening.
That is a fact because they don't cover it. You get your news from CNN, the Washington Post, the New York Times. You really have no idea what's going on in the country. Huh? Your biggest panic is over the weather. Just extraordinary. Extraordinary stuff. There are more bird attacks today, too. I think it's Alfred Hitchcock. It's global warming. It's climate change. It's your fault that seals and monkeys and birds are attacking people around the country. Either that or it's because there are video cameras everywhere in everybody's hands now. That could be the actual explanation.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Jeff Charles. You know Jeff Charles? Jeff Charles is a podcaster. He writes for Red State and Liberty Nation. He's written for Newsweek and podcaster, of course. He's on the West Coast, and he's an African-American guy. He's conservative. He's African-American. And he tweeted out, Breaking news, you know. Portland restaurant comes up with innovative new idea to promote racial equity, creating separate sections for black and white diners. Says the Democrats, everything old is new again. No sense of irony. The owner of the restaurant told him, "We want to provide a safe space for our diners of color to ease the trauma of living in this racist society." So they go to a segregated restaurant. Now, if that makes sense to you, it might not be too late to sue your parents and your school system. Just amazing, isn't it? Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Let's take a phone call, which I apologize I haven't done in quite a while. The Democrats gave me too much material again today. Let's go to Leo, calling from Colorado. Leo, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, long time no talk. Used to call in when I lived in Virginia.
Round Hill?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, yes, sir.
Outstanding. Well, welcome back.
Yes. Yep. I got tired of the liberal stuff out here, so I had to tune you guys back up. You know, this cancerous addiction by our legislators of pedophilia and this wanting by these people. We got so much, our country is melting down around us, and they're worried about the gender identity of a minor child, somebody that doesn't even know what their sexuality really is, but they're so obsessed with it. I want to tell you something, Chris. I think we're going to have, I called in yesterday when you were talking about January 6th and insurrection. The definition of insurrection, and this is what I told the call screener, is the people rising up against a sitting government. Why in the world would have Donald Trump call for the very people he's governing to rise up against himself? It's ludicrous. They need to shut up, sit down, and do the job they were hired to do. And I'm going to make a prediction. We're in a powder keg, and the fuse has been lit. This midterm is going to be critical, because if they steal this election, it's time for the people to have an insurrection. I'm sorry. I've been serving this country for almost 50 years, but it's time.
Well, I think that the midterm elections will be bad news for the Democrats and good news for the Republicans. And the Democrats have been insurrecting practically every day for several years.
Oh.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.